I've heard that the best amount to aim to grow by week after week is 4%.
Your permission
period.
Is led to raise your standards.
4% might not seem like a lot, but over
really
time,
hit the jackpot by most of the world's standards, even though most of you think it's still not enough. What's going to make things magnificent on your terms, not somebody else's terms?
But if you're on an awakening journey and you have recognized that those are there, you have taken the most crucial step to get out of that, which is to become aware that it's actually happening.
This is your last chance.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
And welcome to the Joygasmic Life Podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found your way here and you're in for a treat, because here we are sharing the top tips, hacks, and tools that our community of conscious women mothers have found to really work to make a difference in how they parent and how they can keep their calm and cool even when their kids are driving them crazy. Each week, I interview guests who are bulletproof moms, badass women running their own businesses on the leading edge of consciousness, who are here to support people in getting the skills, knowledge, and tools they need to put into practice what it is to walk their talk and be conscious, spiritual women in the world. Our topics range from optimal nutrition to mindset hacks to tantra and everything in between. If there's a topic or an expert you'd like to see interviewed, drop me a line on my Facebook page, and I'm happy to see if we can arrange that. Remember, if you love the podcast, there's so much more on our website, bulletproofmoms.com, and we would so appreciate that you subscribe, share our podcast with your friends, and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or wherever you're viewing this, as it helps us reach more people. Remember, if we talk too slow, you can always speed us up. I know I love to do that. And without further ado, here is our next guest.
When we aim for more self-love, one of the things that often happens is that we bump up against the parts of ourselves that don't feel worthy, that have been told that we're not okay, that say, no, this is fake, it's not real, and I don't deserve to do this, and I don't want to do this, and it doesn't feel good. Now, if it really legit doesn't feel good, and you're like, oh, this is silly or pointless, by all means, you have permission. You don't have to finish or complete this. But if you feel that there's a value in this for you, if you feel like there's something inside of this practice that is helpful, that can be helpful for you, and you want to continue doing it, then please watch this video and follow along and do the process so that you can start to release this experience of that it's fake. Because one of the things that's happening is that it is fake. In some ways it is fake because you're doing something that you've never done before. If you imagine you're here and this is your level of self-love and you're aiming for a higher level of self-love, the action that you're doing is an embodiment of a higher level of self-love. It's something that you would do when you do feel that way about yourself. And the idea of the exercise is to push you. So it makes sense that you're feeling fake. Now, if you are able to, there's two things that need to happen. One is a continued commitment to the practice, continuing doing the thing that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable because you know it's breaking you out of your comfort zone. If you feel comfortable, it's not a big deal. And there's no real challenge in it, right? That's the whole point of it being a challenge. So as you are raising up, what's going to happen is you're going to get more and more uncomfortable. If you're like, okay, I'm going to do this for a week, and you get stuck on day three, it's like, what's that uncomfort level? And are you willing to look at that discomfort and let go? And I see it sort of as an elastic band, like you can only stretch it so far before it snaps back. And most people snap back towards something that is more familiar, more comfortable, often more painful. And what I'm encouraging is that I'm going to give you this video and this technique to take that piece that's stuck in the past of like, I'm not worthy of that kind of love, or I don't like myself, or I'm not going to do this, or it feels fake, and to whoop, move it up so that then you're able to do the practice and really feel good and embodied and whole in it. So I'm going to walk you through the exercise, and it's going to take about 5 minutes, and the invitation is to find a quiet space. You know, if you're in the middle of lots of things right now, always distractions, right, is to pause the video and go find yourself a quiet space, and then find the time to work through it. And if you don't have a quiet space right now, you're welcome to listen through the video. Maybe you can just, you know, earplugs in and just focus on what we're doing in the moment. So what we're going to do is, or the invitation for you is to start to get curious. I wonder what it is that is stopping you from feeling this. I wonder if you can remember what that moment is where you started to identify with this idea that you didn't deserve love, or that giving yourself love was fake, or that you doing these acts of kindness or this act of care for yourself made you feel more fake. And when you imagine, when you start to wonder, when you start to imagine what that moment is, memories are probably going to bubble up. And the invitation is to look through those memories. And I wonder which memory has the strongest feel to it, which memory is the most intense. And we're going to run through an inner visualization exercise that comes from NLP that will help you to release some of the charge from that memory and to move forward. So go ahead and pause the video and take the time to scan through those memories that have come up and choose the one that's going to be the most potent for you. So hopefully you pause the video or you know exactly which memory you want to work with already, and welcome back. And the next thing we're going to do is to close our eyes and really focus in on that memory and notice whether you're looking at that memory from inside your body or whether you're looking at yourself from the third person. And start to get curious about what it would be like to see this moment a little bit further outside. So if you're in your body, imagine yourself outside of your body, looking at yourself and whatever the situation around you is. If you're already outside your body, step back a little bit further and witness this moment from further away. What this does is it starts to create a little bit more separation between you and the moment that caused this belief in the first place. Now, if you're like most people, you've imagined this memory in color. We see life in color, and so our imagination often works in color. I'm curious if you can imagine this moment in black and white. It takes a little bit of focus, takes a little bit of time, just witnessing and experiencing this moment as if it were a black and white movie, a little bit grainy, a little bit hazy, not in color, and just watch it, scan it forwards and backwards, or look at that singular moment that defines, looking for that singular moment that defines this experience for you. And once you've got that moment and it's in black and white, I'm just gonna sing you a little song, and I'd invite you to sing along while you scan back and forth through the memory. And my favorite song to do this with is and now opening your eyes quickly, closing your eyes again, taking a deep breath, and just checking in with that original moment, that original color memory. How are you feeling towards it? I'm wondering if when you check in, you're feeling a little bit more calm, maybe a little bit amused by the memory. Maybe it doesn't seem as serious as it was before. Seems more playful, seems more like not such a big deal. Now, closing your eyes again, picturing that memory again, and imagine that you were to frame it. You can choose any kind of frame you want. It's contemporary, classic, you know, one of those fancy gold ornate ones with a mat, with nothing. Is the photo big or small? How big is this photo if you were to capture it and frame it? Go ahead and put a light pointing at that memory, and then start to imagine that that memory is actually moving further away. It's getting smaller and smaller. It's hard to see the details now. It's hard to see the picture now. And it's getting so small, so small, that eventually it just poofs into a burst of flame and is gone. Now open your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And just check in with that original memory. Check in with how you're feeling around it. See if it has as much charge. I wonder if it's less emotional than it used to be. I wonder if you have more of a sense of freedom. I wonder if you're feeling a little bit excited or even tingly at the feeling of having let that memory and its impact over you go. And the invitation is to if you're feeling that way, do a celebration. And even if you notice that it's only a little bit smaller, or even if you notice it's not quite the same but similar, that you take a moment to acknowledge yourself for having taken the time to look at it, to really acknowledge how you were feeling, what that moment was, and how impactful it's been on your life. And really, I'm curious if you are noticing if you really feel quite different, quite excited about experiencing a new way of feeling towards this memory and this moment. And I'm really curious to hear about how this impacts your practice. If you try doing I Love Yous again, great thing to do next after you finish watching this, and see how you feel. Notice how you feel. Notice how it's different. Notice how your body feels. Notice how much you're able to let it in and really feel it. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. If you have other questions, or if you bump up against other troubles with the challenge, please feel free to shoot me a message either on Facebook or via email, and happy to answer your questions. And I'm really happy to see, you know, your check-in calendar and see how you've been doing with your challenge. I'm really happy to see that. So I'm grateful for you being a part of this experience, and look forward to hearing from you. And if you've been really enjoying it, please take the moment to share with your friends. In the next video, I'm going to share about a technique for making it easier to see yourself doing a positive habit, to create a new positive experience and allow yourself to really embody that part of yourself that really loves yourself. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in that video, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.
I do this in the past and it's been unsuccessful, or I've given up and I felt like I could never change. I can completely change this.
Follow your breath, and you contract those intrinsic muscles. As you follow your breath, and you bring that breath all the way up to that pineal gland, and you hold your breath.
One of the most valuable concepts that I personally learned is that in order to reach the level of success, self-confidence, and prosperity that you want, you have to bring life. Yes, drain, wash yourself. See, either way it goes, you're going to be brainwashed. But the question is, who's doing the brainwashing?
Hey guys, thank you so much for being on that journey with me. It's been a work of love to create such a journey, and I invite you to come and be part of the tribe, come be part of the experience, and get your full access pass so that you can see all of the things that are being created, experience all of the things that are being created. This is literally just a demo and just a toe in the ice of what is available in terms of audio and content that is highly programmable into your subconscious in your highest possibility. And so I thoroughly encourage you, if you are into personal development, if you watch this thing all the way to the end, there's clearly something here for you, and I want to have you as part of the tribe. So I love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you on the other side in the tribe.
sugar addiction and addiction in general, and she filled me with this beautiful knowledge and power that I always knew was inside me, but just needed, I think, a little bit of coaxing to come out. I can actually tell that there's been a big shift, and it's not just superficial. It's on a fundamental level. My thought processes are different, and that's such a beautiful gift, because I've been working really hard to get rid of this sugar addiction, as I'm sure a lot of people are. And you know, I lost a ton of weight, and then I hit that plateau, and there's that one thing that's super hard to beat. And thanks to Elena, I think I definitely have it. This time I'll beat the addiction to sugar.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation, and so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side.
Moment and your future, but also your perceptions of your past, so that you look at your past and your life and you already see all of the places where you have integrated this change and had been previously unaware of it. Thank you so much for being here today with me, and you've done great work today, not only for yourself, but for our collective consciousness. I'll see you here tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.